Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Saying curse words because I don't know the language. It's News Radio Pensacola. We got some Fiesta music going on there. It's going to be a fun week, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Fiesta Pensacola in the studio. Margaret Ann West, the director of events for Fiesta Pensacola, is joining me in the studio. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola. This is a call or text in show if you have any questions or comments, especially about Fiesta coming up for Pensacola here. Let's talk about it. 437-1620 is the number. Call or text, and we will talk to you here live on the air. Ms. West, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I am great. We're getting ready. Kickoff is tonight.
And it is. It is. And so, you know, for those who have maybe not joined this celebration in the past, tonight is a big one. This is the surrender of the city in Phineas Fogs, right?
That's correct.
All right. So Fiesta Day's celebration. Tell us about it. What is Fiesta Pensacola, and why do you guys do these events? What's it all about?
So Fiesta Pensacola, we are celebrating our 75th year this year. Big year for us. Wow. It was created 75 years ago to celebrate Pensacola being the first city actually that was founded. A lot of people do think it's St. Augustine. While St. Augustine is the longest running settlement, Pensacola is actually America's first settlement. Unfortunately, we were blown away by a hurricane a couple years after we were discovered. But we are obviously back and better than ever. So Fiesta was created to celebrate Pensacola's founding. We wanted people to come and visit Pensacola, visit our city. 75 years ago, it was actually created. It was through the chamber as well as local businesses that wanted to bring people into Pensacola, wanted tourists to come to see Pensacola, to see America's first settlement. So that's why it was created. And now 75 years later, we're strong as ever. We have, I was just saying next door, we have 18 events in the next 11 days.
Wow.
Multiple different ways to celebrate Fiesta and as well as celebrate the city of Pensacola.
Now, this started back in April, right, with the Crawfish Festival?
Yes. So Fiesta, actually, we celebrate Pensacola all year long. So right. We have our Children's Treasure Hunt early April, our Crawfish Festival late April, the Fiesta Celebration, which always starts the week of Memorial Day and goes for the next 2 weeks. Then we also have the Pensacola Seafood Festival, which is in September, as well as a couple other events throughout the year, like our golf tournament that we started about 5 years ago, as well as volunteer events and things like that. So we celebrate Pensacola all throughout the year, but it was originally created for this two-week celebration that we are about to kick off tonight.
All right. Yeah, it's basically just us having a good get-together and going, we were first.
Exactly.
we haven't been here the longest, but we were first.
Yes, we were.
All right. So Fiesta Day celebration coming up tonight is a big one. Adam McKay was actually telling me about this in the break. He was like, oh, man, surrender of the city is going to be awesome. So so that's going to start at 7:15 p.m. tonight in Phineas Fogs. So tell us about that. What is the Surrender of the City?
So the Surrender of the City is the kickoff to the Fiesta Celebration, which is within the event, the Fiesta Day Celebration that Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon so kindly sponsors for us every year. It's at Seville Quarter. So the Fiesta Day Celebration, you can purchase tickets at the door. We still have tickets available for $40. And those tickets include food throughout all of the Seville complex. We have three rooms with themed food, as well as two drink tickets and a commemorative Fiesta medallion. That medallion is a collector's item, and if I do say so, it is one of our best. We are celebrating our 75th anniversary with it. But that event kicks off with, like you mentioned, Surrender the City, where we have local dignitaries such as the mayor, the police chief, the deputy police chief, the Bay CO at NAS Pensacola, the sheriff. They come out and surrender the city to Pensacola and Fiesta's Don Tristan De Luna for 11 days of fun and frivolity. Wow. It's a lighthearted ceremony where they're surrendering the city to us to spend the next 11 days with Pensacola celebrating our city.
It's like when your parents are going out of town and they give you the keys and they're like, now, no parties.
Exactly.
And then you just got all your friends.
Except we do the opposite.
Yeah. You got all your friends waiting in the bushes behind the house waiting for them to leave.
Yes.
The Grand Fiesta Parade is coming up on the 31st.
Yes.
So that's going to be this Friday. And I believe all of our Cat Country crew and News Radio crew is going to be there. So this is going to be a great event. And this is going to be a throw parade.
Yes, it is. Right. There are throws. We have about 60 floats that are going to be there between our local Pensacola crews, as well as some visiting crews from South Florida. We have some people from the base coming out. Our Grand Marshal this year is Roy Jones Jr., so we're very honored to have him. I know.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we are going to I'll give y'all a little spoiler alert. We are going to have fireworks at the end of the parade at 9 p.m. They'll be off of Seville Tower, so right there on Palafox. So make sure you get a good spot to enjoy the parade as well as the fireworks show.
All right, and that's beginning at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
It's going to be bring the whole family down to this. This is going to be great. High school marching bands, beautiful floats. All of our crews are going to be down there. And then Roy Jones Jr., that's awesome.
I know,
that's
we're so excited. Cool. Boxing Hall of Famer, we're honored to have him.
I have not been to any event since I moved here where he was attending. So this is going to be very exciting. Parking for the event, parade parking, let's talk about that. It's going to be available throughout the downtown area, but get there early because it's first come, first serve, right?
Yes, please do. Unfortunately, we don't have designated parking for the parade. Mm-hmm. But as most everybody knows, there are plenty of parking lots throughout the downtown area. A lot of them are pay to park, but sometimes after 7, you might find a few lots that aren't paid to park. Unfortunately, we do not have designated parking, but as you mentioned, please get there early, get you a good spot. I've seen a lot of the crews posting their throws. Everybody likes to bring light up stuff to the night parade, so there's going to be a lot of fun stuff for families and kids.
Very nice. And just remember, the fees and the parking, all of that is controlled by the people that own those lots. It has nothing to do with Fiesta Pensacola.
No,
so it's just one of those things. As we grow as a city, that's the one thing. We're going to have to pay a little bit more for parking, especially during these big events. But I'm telling you, if you can get down there early and attend this parade, it is just going to be magical. The surrender of the city tonight at Phineas Fogg's, 7:15. We're going to have local dignitaries there over there at Seville Quarter celebrating the 75th year. And we were here first. Pensacola was the first in Florida.
We are number one.
All right. So what are some of the other events you've got coming up after? You said you had how many? 18?
In total, we have 18 events. Not all of them are public. Some of them are smaller luncheons. Some of them are sponsor events. Mm-hmm. The next big event that we would have would be our all crew ball, which is not this Thursday, not tomorrow, but the next Thursday. It's out at the Haji Shrine. This is our ball that celebrates all of the crews in Pensacola, as well as the crews that are visiting from other areas. As I mentioned earlier, we have a couple crews coming from South Florida as well. So this is where all of the amazing crews that celebrate Fiesta as well as Mardi Gras can come out and have a big celebration together. We'll have a DJ. We're going to have food. The decorations are going to be beautiful as always. It's just a great time for all of these crews to kind of mix and mingle, see their friends that are in other crews, introduce their crews to people that might not know much about their crew. So it's a great time for everybody to come together. And that is the All Crew Ball, which is not tomorrow. It is next Thursday. Tickets are available for purchase on fiestapensacola.org. The other events tab, you'll just scroll down and you'll look for All Crew Ball. You can purchase those tickets through Eventbrite or in our office.
All right. And you can are some available at the door for some of these events?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Tickets for tonight as well as next Thursday, the Crew Ball. You can purchase tickets at the door for both of those. Tonight's event is $40 and then the All Crew Ball is $50.
Okay. Talking about Fiesta Day's celebration. It's here. It's upon us. We're already in the thick of it. I got lots of great events coming up. We got this parade that all of our crew here from Cat Country and News Radio is going to be at. This is going to be great. Bring some light up stuff, some glow in the dark stuff, and throw it, and just have a great time. Hear the sounds of local high school marching bands and all these beautiful floats. You know, the crew culture is really kind of special here because before I moved here, I think I went to Mardi Gras one time when I was a kid. And I was working, I was playing in a band, so I didn't really get to see a lot of the festivities. We just kind of played and got out of there. But the crew culture here, the amount of people that get involved and the amount of money and time they spend on these floats and the costumes and just having, you know, really good music and a good time that rolls down the road. It's amazing what people do around here.
It really is. And we're honored that they spend their weekend with us knowing how hot that we know how hot our parade is.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it is a night parade. So as long as you can make it through lineup where it's a little warmer, you'll be good to go in the night parade. But we love that they join us for our parade, for our crew ball. As I mentioned earlier, we will have Fiesta crews as well as Mardi Gras crews. So if you're in a crew and you don't know if your crew's coming yet, please, we would love to see you at the parade as well as crew ball. As you mentioned, the crew culture here is unlike any other, and it's great to not only celebrate Fiesta with them, but Pensacola as a whole.
Right. Go to fiestapensacola.org for more information. I've got Margaret Ann West, the director of all of these events for Fiesta Pensacola. Wow, you're busy right now. This is like go time. This is crunch time. But thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to be talking more about Fiesta Pensacola coming up, celebrating 75 years. If you have any comments, questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That's shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Oh, yeah. Fiesta Pensacola in the studio. I got Margaret Ann West, the director of events for Fiesta Pensacola. The Fiesta Days celebration going on this week tonight at Phineas Fogg's at Seville Quarter at 7:15. Join our local dignitaries and party down at Seville Quarter for the surrender of the city. Like we were saying earlier, it's like the parents handing over the keys to the house and they're going on vacation.
Exactly, so, and we are throwing a rager.
Yes, 75 years. You've been with Fiesta for quite a while, right?
I have. So I have worked at Fiesta. It'll be 9 years in July, but I've been a part of the what we call Fiesta family all of my life. We have... For those of you that know about Fiesta, you know we have a Fiesta court every year. That is somebody who is representing DeLuna as well as knights and princesses in our children's court. So I was actually on the children's court in 2003. I was a princess in 2013. My father was on the court. My grandfather was on the court. Wow. So I've been a part of the Fiesta family for a very long time. So it's been great to be able to kind of see it from this side for the past 9 years and watch it grow to the amazing heights it has.
Yeah. What's your favorite event that you organize?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to say two different ones.
Okay.
So my favorite Fiesta event for the Fiesta celebration is probably gonna be tonight, the Fiesta Day celebration, because not only the event itself, but this is kind of the event that everybody looks forward to. It's kicking off the Fiesta Celebration. We are so fortunate that so many people plan their summers around our events. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go out of town these 2 weeks because they know Fiesta's coming up. So not only this event itself, Seville is a wonderful place to have it. Surrender the City, we're honored to have all of the dignitaries there, the food, the drinks, the camaraderie. But just being able to see everybody so excited for something that has been taken so long, taken all year to plan. Mm-hmm. So selfishly, it's very exciting to see how happy people are tonight at this event. Mm-hmm. So I do recommend, if you can only come to one event, we hope you will come to much more. But if you can only come to one, tonight is a wonderful one to come to. But then outside of the Fiesta Celebration, if I had to possibly pick one, I do love our Children's Treasure Hunt that is hosted in April. It is a completely free community event. This year we had over 700 meals given out. We had over 500 children there. It was truly amazing to see our community come together for that amazing day in April. So. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
If I had to pick,
right,
you made me.
Yeah, that's two great choices. Thank you for the work that you do. You know, you sound like a natural on the radio because you're on Cat Country and News Radio every year for this. So you're kind of a radio pro. We were talking. I'm surprised they haven't made you work here.
Well, I do love the News Radio Cat Country family, so I love being a part of it a few times a year for sure.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, I'm talking with Margaret Ann West. She is the director of events for Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org for more information. We've got all kinds of events coming up. Tonight is going to be a great one. The Surrender of the City and this great parade. Let's talk about some of the sponsorships and the community involvement in these events. Who all gets involved in this?
So the parade this year, we are so grateful. Our presenting sponsor is Kia Autosport. They are a new sponsor to us this year, and we are so grateful for them to be a part of it. So definitely look out for their float in our parade. But we definitely couldn't do all the things we do without our sponsors. We have our platinum sponsors, Coca-Cola, Lewis Bear Company, Reef, Fairfield. I'm sure I'm missing a couple, so I apologize if you're listening. Mm. But so we have our platinum sponsors that are with us throughout the year, as well as our event sponsors that are sponsoring specific events, such as tonight's event is sponsored by Emanuel Shepherd and Condon. Kia Autosport is sponsoring our parade. Centennial Import sponsors our boat parade, gold sponsor boat parade. We have Step One Automotive that sponsors our crew ball. We truly could not do it without all of our sponsors, as well as our wonderful media sponsors, Cat Country News Radio, Cox P&J. The community comes out for Fiesta in so many ways, mm-hmm. sponsorship levels to just participating. So we definitely couldn't do it without all of our sponsors that I know I'm missing a couple, so I apologize, but we truly couldn't do it without you.
And volunteers.
Yeah, let's
talk about that. How can we get involved as volunteers?
We are always looking for new volunteers. On that website I mentioned earlier, fiestapensacola.org, there is a volunteer tab. We are always looking for volunteers that help us at either our Fiesta events, so volunteering at events such as tonight's or the crew ball or the parade, mm-hmm. Or if the festivals are more your scene, we always have volunteers at our festivals for the bartending area, the children's area, the arts and crafts vendor area. So there is really something for everybody. Our Fiesta Forces members do have to be over the age of 21, mm-hmm. but we do have a Junior Forces as well, which is for high school age students. If high school age students are looking for community service hours, we have our Junior Forces as well, and I believe that information is also on fiestapensacola.org. Mm-hmm. But we truly couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. I believe our volunteer system is up to about 400 people.
Wow.
So while we only have a full-time staff of 4 and then a couple part-time staff members within the Fiesta Pensacola office, the volunteers are truly what make this happen.
What about dress and attire? Are we going to get dolled up for this? What is the is this like Mardi Gras wear? What are we doing here?
For tonight's event, it's mm-hmm. just going to be dressy casual. You can come in jeans. You can come in shorts. Mm. You can come in a dress. I personally, y'all can't see me, obviously, but I'm wearing a dress tonight just to celebrate. But tonight's event is dressy casual. The all crew ball, which is next Thursday, that is also entirely up to you. If you're in a crew, you can wear your crew attire or dressy casual. The parade, dress for heat is all right. I can really tell you for that one.
Yep.
Dress for heat. It is definitely hot in the afternoon before the sun goes down. So definitely prepare for that. Drink your water. Mm-hmm. But basically come as you are. You're not going to get turned away.
Right. And tonight, of course, we're going to have plenty of opportunities to grab a drink. But during the parade, we're going to have some vendors.
Yes, we are going to have a couple vendors. Big Mike, hope you're listening, with Picola Events, who helps us out with our food vendors at our Seafood Festival and our Crawfish Festival. He has secured a couple vendors for us for the parade route. So if you do happen to forget your water and you can't get into one of the wonderful businesses on Palafox, we will have a couple vendors there as well, selling some food and beverages.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be busy. There's going to be a lot of people out there. Get down there early, grab you a good parking space, and join the festivities. Tonight, though, this is going to be great. The Surrender of the City in Phineas Fogg's at 7:15. It's Fiesta Day's celebration starting this whole week. And you said the next 2 weeks, right?
The next 2 weeks. Yeah. So we end not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And between now and then, we have 18 events.
Wow, that's great. Well, all these public events, they're going to be fun for the whole family. Tonight, you know, of course, there's going to be 21 and up.
Yes.
But yes, this is lots of great celebration here for Fiesta Days. I've got Margaret Ann West in the studio. She is the director of events for Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org. For ticket information, how you can volunteer, how you can support this. We've got there's a community partners link. You can click on that. All the information is there. Go to fiestapensacola.org. It's the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel here on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're also online, and we got that little app. So download that, and you can catch all this as a podcast if you missed any of this information. We're going to be right back. We're going to take our last commercial break. If you have any questions, comments, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Go here.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Pensacola City Council decision to make the land that used to be the home of the Malcolm Young Gym available for affordable housing through the Community Land Trust. Also talked about the Emergency Operations Center briefing that we got yesterday in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, and the CORE program that Escambia County has been using to get people off of drugs very, very effectively. And what's the right way to eat an Oreo cookie? You can listen to all of those conversations at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fiesta Day's celebration. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Margaret Ann West, the Director of Events for Fiesta Pensacola, is in the studio talking about Fiesta Day's celebration, kicking off tonight with the Surrender of the City in Phineas Fogg's. Join the Surrender of the City in Phineas Fogg's at 7:15 tonight as local dignitaries such as Mayor D.C. Reeves, Fire Chief, Supervisor of Elections, Escambia County Sheriff, and Pensacola Naval Air Station Commanding Officer surrender the city of Pensacola and its citizens to DeLuna and his queen for the Fiesta season. Tickets may be purchased online at fiestapensacola.org or at the Fiesta office. Ticket sales on the evening of the event will begin at 6 p.m. at Seville Quarter. And what is Hey Dicho? Is that right?
Hey Dicho.
Hey Dicho.
Yes, it basically means he has spoken. That is one of DeLuna's lines that he says throughout the week. As soon as he makes his proclamation, everybody says, Hey Dicho. So you'll be hearing that a lot. So start practicing.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that now every time my wife is like, where do you want to eat? And then I'll say, well, we're going to, I don't know, we're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey Joe.
And she'll be like, no, that's not going to fly. She doesn't like that. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions or comments for Margaret Ann West, the Director of Events for Fiesta Pensacola. Go to fiestapensacola.org for all this information. We're going to post this interview here as a podcast on our website, so you can check that out at newsradio923.com if you missed any of this info, or just go to fiestapensacola.org. It's all right there. Lots of community involvement, lots of great sponsors. This parade on Friday is going to be great. We're going to have the whole Cat Country crew and the News Radio people down there. Beautiful floats, and that's going to be beginning at 7 p.m. on Friday, May 31st. Man, thank you so much for you don't look tired at all.
Not yet. Yeah. I'll see you in about 11 days, and we'll review it.
Exactly. After about 50 Red Bulls. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you do celebrating 75 years. Pensacola was first. We were here first.
We were here first. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you this week.
Yes. And hey, Dicho.
Hey, Dicho.
All right. Go to fiestapensacola.org for more information. Margaret Ann West, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you tonight at Phineas Fogg's.